Hey guys, a question that I get all the time is, can you be my therapist? Can you be my coach? Can you work with me? Well, check out my website. I do offer therapy and coaching internationally. So if you go to leandrolshansky.com, there's more information about that. Hello everyone and welcome to Therapy for Teens. This is your host, Leandro Olshansky. Thank you very much for being there and thank you for listening. I appreciate you guys. Alright, so let's jump to the questions. First question comes from Iris from Norway. And the question is, do you ever argue with your kids? And how do you overcome a fight? That's a great question. That's a great question. I love it, Iris. Well, you know, I'm not a perfect human being, right? No one is. And sometimes, you know, you struggle in life. And some days are harder than others, right? And sometimes, you know, There's a lot going on in your life and you might be stressed out or you might have a bad day or whatever it is. And, you know, normally I don't engage in arguments with my kids, but I'm a human being. And sometimes, you know, I'm having a bad day and I answer in a way that is not ideal, right? It's not the way that I would like to answer to them. And so I might raise my voice, right? It happens very rarely, but you know, it could happen. Or I look them the wrong way, or you know, it's possible. So what I do is, you know, I've always done this, is I always make sure that after the fact, you know, when I realize, hey, what just happened? Why did I raise my voice? You know, why did I answer in that way? I always talk to my kids afterwards and say, hey, look, this happened, you know, in our conversation, I raised my voice or I snapped at you or whatever. I just want you to know that I was having a rough day and my response was out of line to the conversation that we were having. Okay, so what you did not require me to respond in the way that I did. I want them to know that, right? Even if it is after the fact. Normally I'm able to catch myself, but if I'm not, then I want to make sure, because, you know, children, especially younger children, they blame themselves for things and they take things to heart, right? Especially coming from your parent or your mom, your dad, somebody that is important in your life. If you raise your voice or if you say something mean or whatever, you know, kids take that to heart and that can have a significant impact in their development. So I always try to make sure that I explain what happened, I explain what was going on with me and how my response was out of line. And I ask them to forgive me, right? And I think that every parent should be able to do this. I think that if you explain what was going on and you apologize, you know, some parents do not like to apologize to their kids. I see nothing wrong with apologizing. I think it's very healthy to know when you did something that was not up to your standards and you apologize for it. Nothing wrong with it. I think if anything, the child would be appreciative and would respect you even more than they did before, right? Because you assume and you're modeling behavior for them too. So when they mess up, they can come up and say, hey, Dad, I'm sorry. I know, I don't know what's going on through my mind, and I did that. I'm sorry, right? You want to keep those channels of communication open with your kids. I think that's super important. Next question comes from Raishin, and the question is it true that if you get bullied, it's your fault? They say, it's my fault because I'm weird. No. The answer is no, unequivocally no. Bullying is wrong and is the fault of the perpetrator, not the victim, ever. Next question. Should I tell my teachers about my mental health struggles, or am I overstepping boundaries? That comes from Leonie from Germany. That's a great question. That's a great question. And I think, you know, it's very personal what you would like to share and when, right? And with whom. But, you know, there should not be a stigma associated with mental health issues. And if you feel that you're comfortable sharing and you feel like sharing with that teacher would make him or her help you in your education, then by all means, yeah. If the conditions are there, why not? And if you want to share, I don't think it's overstepping. You know, I'm a college professor too, and I always tell my students, if you know you're struggling with something, if you know life gets hard sometimes, and you know, come talk to me, or you know, we have a counselor in our campus, and you know, go see her. You know, you don't have to deal with things on your own. So there's help out there, and you know, teachers and professors and school counselors are there to help. Okay. Next question comes from Aurora from Norway. My therapist doesn't want to work or talk about the things I want to talk about, and it makes me a little annoyed. But I guess therapists know best. Well, you know, I don't know your therapist. I don't know what type of theoretical approach your therapist might have. You know, there are different styles of therapy and different theories that therapists use. But I always tell the clients that I work with, if there's something that's pressing in your life, something that you really want to talk about, you know, I want you to bring that up, and I want to talk about it. So again, I don't know your therapist or the theoretical approach, but what I would do is, Aurora, just bring it up and say, you know, I noticed that sometimes I want to talk about certain things, and you kind of dismiss them and go a different route for the session. I wonder why that is. And the therapist should be, you know, open and explain to you the rationale for what he or she is doing. So, you know, don't be afraid to ask. You know, it's your hour, and you or your parents are paying for that. So, yeah, bring up the question. It's important to have an open communication with your therapist. Absolutely. All right. Next question comes from Ola from Poland. What is your biggest dream that you have achieved? That's a great question. Thank you, Ola, for your question. I don't know. There are many things that I'm proud of. You know, being a therapist is something that I'm proud of. Being able to, you know, have a good relationship with my kids, I'm super proud of that. You know, knowing that I can talk to them and they can talk to me, and you know, I'm super proud of that. Having been able to you know, manage migrating from Buenos Aires to the United States. It's something that was really, really hard for me. And I'm proud of being able to make that transition and how hard that actually was. So I'm very proud of that. Yeah. All right. Next question, Jasmine from Mexico. Hola. How do I know if I'm really getting happier or I'm just distracted? That's a great question, Jasmine. How do we know? Are we just happier or just distracted? So what I would say is sometimes some distraction can be positive, right? So if we are focused on our thoughts or our feelings constantly, then we are dwelling on these things and we have those things very present in our lives. But when we engage in activities that, in a sense, distract us, but also give us something positive, you know, like we exercise, and sure, it's a distraction, but it's also creating more serotonin in our brains, and it's making us feel happier, right? So it's a distraction, it's a hobby, it's a game, but it's also beneficial to our mental health, right? So some distractions are actually quite helpful in that regard. So it's not one or the other. There's a whole bunch of grays in the middle. All right, guys, that brings us to the end of today's episode. I hope you have a great day. I will be talking to you soon.